For two decades, the Victoria Foundation's Vital Signs report has shone a light on our community, both areas that are working well, and others that could use a helping hand. Driven by a community survey exploring local experiences and perceptions, paired with statistics from government and organizations, the annual community checkup measures the vitality of the community and serves as a guide for local philanthropy and decision-making. This month marks the 20th edition of this influential community report card, and to celebrate this milestone anniversary, the Foundation shares a special feature, What's Next for Victoria's Vital Signs, highlighting the program's evolution and the critical impacts it's made to philanthropy, knowledge and policy in the region. When Vital Signs came to life in 2006, we had no idea of the influence it would grow to have on our community, says Foundation CEO Sandra Richardson. Today, Vital Signs is used by organizations, governments, businesses, schools and the public, to guide decisions about philanthropy and public policy for the well-being of everyone in the capital region. In addition to delving into the history, passion and major achievements influenced by Vital Signs over the decades, the What's Next feature also looks at how the community checkup might evolve, with the community's direction, of course. Reflecting on the continued growth and evolution of both the Foundation and Vital Signs, that evolution is something Richardson is excited for. It's been such an honor to watch Vital Signs and the community grow together, and I look forward to watching how they will evolve into the future. 2025 marks the 20th edition of the Victoria Foundation's Vital Signs Report. Courtesy the Victoria Foundation. Explore Victoria's Vital Signs today. Available in both print and digital versions, Vital Signs showcases letter grades, statistics and colorful stories of social impact across 12 key issue areas, including standard of living, housing, transportation, the environment, arts and culture, belonging and engagement, and more. For example, overall quality of life in Greater Victoria earned a B grade this year, unchanged from the past 2 years. However, housing inched up to a D, from 2024's D-. Similarly, diversity, equity and inclusion earned a B, up from B last year, and getting started received a C+, up from a C. All other issue area grades stayed the same as last year. The 2025 edition also includes insightful, then and now, sections which compare life in the region today with 20 years ago. Among the notable observations is the growth over the same period of the Foundation's granting, from $3.8 million in 2006 to more than $33 million last year. For many more insights, visit the easy-to-navigate online version of Vital Signs, accessible on all devices, at victoriavitalsigns.ca. The magazine-style report is available at various locations throughout the community, as well as online at victoriafoundation.bc.ca. Read more. Pulse of Victoria, shining a spotlight on our region's community-building initiatives.